Hey there, this is Zach. I hope you guys are ready for another exciting trip down Gilead Lane.
Haley and I have been having a really good time together, Mike.
I didn't think you were interested in all that stuff, Maya.
What stuff?
You know, girl stuff.
She is a girl, Michael.
Now, Tiffany, when you get to this part of the pageant, you're going to have to make sure that you are wearing your crown. It's part of your talent, but it will also help the judges to realize that you are the girl who is meant to be queen.
Oh, that's a good idea, Mom. And it does go with my talent.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're getting ready for the Rhubarb Festival pageant.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What's that?
My costume for the talent competition. Mother got me a blue dress from the community theater department.
Oh, really?
It sets off my eyes perfectly.
It's beautiful. What's your talent?
Tiffany will be doing a monologue from William Shakespeare's King Henry VI, Part 2.
Really?
Can you not see? Or will ye not observe the strangeness of his altered countenance? With what a majesty he bears himself. How insolent of late he has become. How proud, how peremptory, and unlike himself.
That's fantastic, Tiffany. Good job.
We know the time since he was mild and affable. And if we did but glance a far-off look, immediately he was upon his knee, that all the court admired him for submission.
Tiffany, I don't really need to hear all
that. Maya, you're interrupting your sister. How do you think she's going to get practice if you interrupt?
Sorry.
Go on now, honey. You're doing a great job.
But meet him now, and be it in the morn, when everyone will...
Oh, hey, Maya. Is Mom in there?
Yeah, Tiffany's practicing her monologue for the talent competition.
Oh, okay. I think I'll wait till later to catch Mom, then.
Me too. I think I might head over to the Morrison's house and see what they're up to.
Haley, you startled me. What are you doing in here?
Oh, sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to scare you. I was just in here looking through Brooke's closet.
Oh?
Yeah, she said I could borrow her clothes while she's gone.
Oh. What's up, Haley? Summertime blues? You bored?
What? Oh, yeah, a little.
The Rhubarb Festival is next week.
It is? Already?
Yeah, you always enjoy that. Maybe there's something you can do to help set up or get ready.
It wasn't supposed to be like this with Brooke gone.
Oh, well, what did you think it would be like, Haley?
I thought that maybe being the only girl in the house would be fun. You know, no arguing for the bathroom or over clothes.
I didn't think you and Brooke had problems like that, Haley.
We don't really, I guess. I was trying to look on the bright side of Brooke leaving. I didn't think I'd miss her this much.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it?
I didn't realize how much stuff Brooke and I do together. She's always around when I need someone to talk to. And when I get bored, she's got some of the best ideas for stuff. Do you remember the time it snowed just a little bit and we went outside and built a bunch of ski slopes from leaves and then put little snowmen skiing down the hills? That was fun.
Oh, that was good. Even made it into the newspaper.
Yeah, that's right. And whenever we go to the Rhubarb Festival, Brooke always rides the rides and we share the food and it's just not going to be the same.
Haley, I know it's tough, but well, maybe something will happen this week. You never know what might be in store.
If you say so.
Ha! Gotcha, Morrison. We're tired now.
Yeah, not for long. Oh, see? Gotcha.
Yeah. You're the only ahead by one. Hey, Maya's here.
Maya, I didn't know you were coming over. Want to shoot some hoops with us? Vincent's losing. I'm sure he won't mind.
I'm not losing. It's my turn and I'm going to catch up.
No thanks, guys. I just wanted to drop by and see what you were doing. It's been pretty crazy at my house.
Oh, why?
Tiffany's in the Rhubarb Festival pageant, right, Maya?
Yep.
Well, you can come over and watch us play hoops anytime you like. Vincent doesn't mind if you watch him lose.
Wow, Mike. That's generous. It's nice to know you don't mind if Maya watches you lose. That is what you said, right? Because there's no way you said I was losing.
Hey, everyone. What's going on? Hi, Maya.
Hi, Haley. I was just watching Vincent and Michael losing at basketball.
No way.
Are you kidding?
How can they both be losing?
Long story. Want to watch with me?
Sure.
All right.
So how's Brooke? Have you heard anything from her?
Not since last week. She's really busy, I guess.
It seems a lot of people are these days with the Rhubarb Festival coming up next week.
Oh, that's right. Tiffany's in the pageant. How's that going?
All right, I guess. There's a lot of practicing going on at my house lately.
Really? What's she practicing? What's Tiffany wearing? Yeah, what's her talent? How does she think she's going to do?
She's wearing something blue, I think. And her talent is some monologue by Shakespeare. We've all been practicing all week.
The whole family?
We need to make sure not to mess up Tiffany's chances for a win. Caleb's escorting her. He's been practicing how to stand and walk and hold his arm.
I'll bet he loves that.
Well, no, it's not as much fun as it sounds.
This is boring. Want to go for a walk? Maybe we could go see Grace.
Sure, let's go.
It doesn't look like Grace is here.
Wonder where she is.
Maybe she's getting ready for her reading next week.
Oh, that's right. Grace is reading some of her stories at the library. When is that again?
Wednesday, I think.
I missed the last one she did.
Oh, I love listening to Grace read her stories. She's so good at it.
Hey, want to go to that too? It'd be nice to have someone to go with.
That would be great. I'd love it.
Hey, Tiff, you seen Maya?
Not in a few weeks. Why?
Haha, very funny. Seriously, Tiff, is she around?
You know, I don't know where she is. Probably at the Morrisons. You know, she should probably just change her name and move in with them. Save money on the commute.
Oh, you're in a fun mood today, aren't you?
You know, right now, the last thing I need...
Tiffany, come on. It's time for us to pick up your gown. I've been told the alterations on it are done. Caleb, what about you? Do you have your tuxedo already?
Tuxedo? I need a tuxedo? I thought I could wear my blue suit.
You most certainly may not. A tuxedo is required if you're escorting the queen of the pageant.
She's not queen yet, Mom.
She will be. As a Richter, it's your job to set an example for the rest of the community. And as Tiffany's escort, everyone will be watching you very closely. It must be perfect.
Yeah, so make sure you don't pick your nose or anything.
That's gross, Tiff.
Tiffany, that's crude.
Sorry.
Well, since you're here, Caleb, we'll get your tuxedo fitted for you.
Oh, boy.
And where's Maya? She needs a new dress, too.
What's she need a new dress for? She's not in the pageant.
We're all getting new clothes so that we can make you look better, darling. So where is Maya?
I think she's at the Morrison's house.
Oh, really? I should have guessed. Well, we'll just have to pick up a dress without her. Let's go.
Hey, Maya, I didn't know you were here.
I stopped by this afternoon to show Haley a new blouse I got, and she asked me to stay.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a great blouse, too. Mom, can I get something new to wear to the pageant this weekend?
Why don't you just borrow something of Brooke's?
Hey, you can borrow my blue sweater. You know, the one that you said you liked.
Really? That's great. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, that's great.
So how are preparations for the pageant going? Is Tiffany ready?
I hope so. She's driving me crazy with all of her practicing and walking and dresses. But I think she's as ready as she's going
to
be.
Well, what's her talent for the competition going to be?
She's doing a dramatic reading of Shakespeare. Oh. Can ye not see, or will ye not observe the strangeness of his altered countenance?
Wow. Boy, that'll be the first time Coleraine's ever had anything like that in a pageant. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's always nice to see all the gorgeous dresses and watch what people do for their talents. Mm.
I didn't think you were interested in all that stuff, Maya.
What stuff?
Dresses and things like that. You know, girl stuff.
Girl stuff? She is a girl, Michael.
Yeah, I see that, Haley. Thanks.
Haley and I have been having a really good time together, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Life isn't all basketball and football. Sometimes there's other stuff. Like popcorn and cheese.
Popcorn and cheese? What's that about?
Oh, nothing, Mrs. Morrison. Just something Haley said the other day.
Okay, then.
Oh, hey, we got an email from Brooke today.
We did? What'd she say? How's she doing? What's she doing?
Hey there, champ. Come on. You give Justin a chance to tell us, huh? So, what'd she say? How's she doing? What's she doing, huh?
Well, I printed it out. I figured everyone would want to see it, and it was easier than crowding around the computer.
Oh, good thinking. Yeah. Why don't you read it to us?
All right. Dear family, everything is going so well here in Peru. I can't believe it. God's so great. Every day I'm seeing more and more that he's doing here. The children are wonderful, and I'm really enjoying spending time with them. The other day, one of the children asked me about America and what my house was like. It was so hard to explain it to her because we live so differently than they do. God has blessed us in such different ways. But I told her about our house and about all of my family and what it was like to have brothers and sisters. And then she hugged me and told me that she prayed that someday she would have a family just like that. Mm. It made me cry. I hope that she gets a family someday too. I pray they all do. But I know that even if they don't, Papa and Tracy provide a wonderful family here. God's really using them to bless these children, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. And I know Timmy wants to know what the weather's like, so let me say it's hot and sticky. I'm glad I got some of those new lighter clothes. I'll bet you all be getting ready for the Rhubarb Festival. Make sure you tell me what it's like and who wins. Love you all and miss you much. Take care of everyone and know I'm praying for you. Love, Brooke.
That was nice. It's good to know what she's doing, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sounds like she's doing great.
Mm-hmm. It's hot there and sticky. Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be like our weather.
Well, we have hot, sticky days sometimes, too. That story about the little girl was sad. I hope she finds a family. Oh,
yeah. Me too. That's awful. And there are kids all over the world like that.
That's right. Well, sometimes family isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Michael, what did you say?
Nothing. Never mind. It's no big deal.
Can we pray for Brooke?
Well, that sounds like a good idea, buddy. How'd you like to start, huh?
All right. Dear God, thank you for protecting Brooke and keeping her safe in Peru. She's having a good time, and we're really glad.
Now, Tom, when the music starts playing, you need to escort Maya and me to our seats. They'll be right in front.
Like a wedding?
No, not like a wedding. Like a grand entrance.
Oh, okay.
And Caleb, when you walk next to Tiffany, make sure you hold your arm this way. Bent, like this.
Yes, Mother. We've gone over this, you know.
Yes, well, you need to do it right, Caleb.
I promise I will not let my arm be crooked.
Because that crooked arm could ruin the pageant for Tiffany.
Dad!
Tom!
Yes, Monica?
This is serious, Tom. We need to present a certain image. Hmm. We are the Richter family, after all.
I understand, Monica. Don't worry. Caleb and I will be fine. Right, Caleb?
Right, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Maya.
Maya.
Where have you been, Maya?
I've been at the Morrison's house.
Of course.
They got a letter from Brooke today and
never mind that. You should be here with your family.
Yeah.
Tiffany needs you right now.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was that important for me to be here. I'm sorry.
It's very important that we all know what we are doing. We need to present a certain image.
We are the Richter family, after all.
Oh, you don't know anything about family, any of you.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I couldn't believe it. And that dress is going to look spectacular. Oh, hey, hold on a sec. Mike's here. Yes, Mike?
I need to use the phone. Who are you talking to, anyway?
Maya, if it's any of your business.
Maya? Didn't she just leave here like half an hour ago?
Yeah, but stuff happened when she got home. She wanted to talk about it.
How long are you gonna be?
I don't know. A few more minutes at least.
Just hurry up, all right?
All right. Maya, I only have a couple of minutes. Mike needs to use the phone. What's that? Oh, yeah, I know. Well, if you think about it, he doesn't have a clue, really. Nope, not a clue.
Well, that's nice. What's that supposed to mean?
Mike?
Yeah, Dad.
Now, what's wrong?
What makes you say something's wrong?
Son, everyone in the family knows when something's wrong.
What? Oh, yeah, the ball.
The ball.
Sorry, Dad.
No. It's all right. It's all right. Here. Come on, you want to talk about it?
No, it's just stupid stuff.
Well, come on, if it's bothering you, it can't be that stupid.
It's Maya.
Well, what about Maya? Is something wrong? Is she okay?
Oh, no, she's fine.
Oh, good.
It's just, I was going to see if she wanted to come over and watch a movie tonight, but she was already talking to Haley.
Oh. Well, you know she can still come over.
No, that's okay. I'm not feeling like it anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's just getting really annoying, Dad.
Really annoying, huh? Well, I'm sorry, what's getting annoying?
Haley and Maya and all this girl stuff. You know, Maya used to be really cool. She hung out with us and she was one of the guys. Mm-hmm. Now Haley's made her all girly. It's really...
annoying.
Yeah, annoying.
Mm-hmm. Mike, do you think it's because you're jealous?
Jealous of what? Dresses and makeup? I don't think so, Dad.
No, son. I meant Maya. It's hard when a good friend finds another friend. Sometimes you can feel left out.
I don't know, Dad. It's not a big deal. I'm not upset.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you want to come downstairs and watch a movie with us?
Nah, not interested right now, but thanks.
All right. Well, come down later and get some popcorn, huh?
Sure thing, Dad.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, Dad?
Yeah, if you're not upset, maybe you can stop playing ball in the house?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No. And Mike, yeah, why don't you check out Ephesians 4:26? Might help.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Sure.
Let's see. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
Maya! Maya, where are you? Maya Louise Richter!
I'm here, Tiffany. What's up?
I know you took my shoes. Where are they?
Tiffany, I don't have your shoes.
I'm sure I saw you with them earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tiffany. I don't have your shoes.
What's happening in here? Tiffany?
I can't find my shoes or my crown. I thought I saw Maya with them earlier. Now she won't give them back.
Maya?
I don't know what she's talking about. I didn't touch her shoes. Why would I do something like that?
You're just jealous. You don't want me to win as queen.
What are you talking about?
Maya, honey, just give Tiffany's shoes back.
I don't have Tiffany's shoes, Mom, and I don't know where they are.
What's all the noise about? What is going on?
It seems that Maya has taken Tiffany's shoes. And did you say something about your crown, too?
Yes, she took them both.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have your shoes, and I don't know where they are. You know, Tiffany, the thing about being queen of the pageant, you should be nice, too.
Maya Richter, don't you run away. You get back here and give us your sister's shoes.
Monica? Maya doesn't have Tiffany's shoes. Caleb put them in the car already. He said something about them getting scuffed.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Tiffany, just wear an old pair of shoes to the car then. That's a good idea.
Don't you think you should apologize to Maya?
Who, me or Tiffany?
Both of you. You both owe her an apology.
Well, it will have to wait. If we try to find her now, we'll be off schedule.
Unbelievable. You make sure you find her as soon as possible.
Of course I will, Tom. Come on, Tiffany, let's go.
Hey, Maya, Tiffany won. That's fantastic. Tell her congratulations when you see her, okay?
Sure, Justin. I'll let her know.
That monologue was wild. Tiffany wasn't too bad doing Shakespeare.
Nope, she's pretty good at that.
Hey, Maya, are you okay?
Yeah, Haley, it's nothing.
She's probably just worried about how things are going to change around her house now that Tiffany's officially been given a crown.
I doubt things are really going to be different, Michael. Maybe I'll just come stay at your house for a while.
Hey, with Brooke gone, you could stay in her room. Hmm. I'll bet she wouldn't mind, and that would be kind of cool. What do you think? You want to come and stay for a few days?
You're kidding, right? The two of you have been practically living together for a week now.
Michael?
No, Haley, I'm tired of it. Maya, you've got your own sister and your own house, and I think you should just go home.
Mike, what are you...
I don't like this new side of you, Maya. Talking about people behind their backs, it's not like you.
Michael, what are you talking about?
I just think you'd better go home tonight, Maya.
I guess so. I'm sorry.
So, Timmy, what was your favorite ride?
That whirly one where it spins really fast.
I knew it.
Man, I'm glad Mike went on that one with you. I would have hurled for sure.
Justin! Right.
Well, it's true, Mom. Did you see it?
Yes.
Well, I wonder how many people have thrown up on it before.
Hey,
that's gross.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't ride it.
Haley, Mike, you two are quiet. Did you have fun?
I had fun until Mike yelled at Maya. He really hurt her feelings.
Michael, did you yell at Maya?
Yes.
He said all sorts of awful things about not liking her and how she has her own family to go to. He even told her not to come to our house tonight.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Did you really say those things to Maya?
Yeah, I did. But I heard Haley and Maya talking about me behind my back, and that wasn't very nice either, was it?
What are you talking about?
On the phone, I heard you telling Maya I didn't have a clue and then laughing about it.
Michael Morrison, what are you... That wasn't you. We were talking about the pageant and how Caleb didn't know what to do when escorting Tiffany. Mrs. Richter had to tell him everything.
What? Really? You weren't talking about me?
Of course not. Why would we do that?
Oh, man. I thought... Well, you and Maya have been spending so much time together, and you're always whispering and talking and giggling.
All right, son. Do you remember our conversation the other night?
Yes, Dad.
All right. One of the reasons you shouldn't let the sun go down on your anger is because of things like this. If you had gone to Haley and asked her about it that night, it would have been cleared up and no one would have gotten hurt.
Instead, you've been thinking for a few days that Maya and Haley were talking about you when they really weren't. And that hurt you, and now Maya as well.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think you need to tell Maya you're sorry.
And your sister.
Haley? Why?
Because you assumed she was talking about you when she wasn't.
Yeah.
And you've been nursing anger at her for a few days now. That's not good either, Mike.
Sorry, Haley.
It's okay, Mike.
It's just been weird having Maya around the house all the time, laughing and giggling like a girl.
She is a girl, Mike.
I know. It's just been weird.
We talked about this the other night, too. Yeah, you think there's a chance you were a little jealous?
Jealous?
Maya and Haley have been spending a lot of time together. You're used to being the only one Maya spends time with.
I don't know. Maybe. I'll apologize to Maya next time I see her.
I think you should call her when we get home. She was really upset.
She probably won't be home. She'll be out with her family celebrating Tiffany's victory. I'll catch up with her tomorrow, after things have calmed down a bit. It'll be okay. Maya's cool.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she? We have so much more in common than I realized. Did you know that her favorite color is purple? Just like mine. She's got some of the coolest purple clothes.
Yeah. She plays a pretty mean game of horse, too.
Mike?
Yeah?
I'm glad everything's okay now.
Yeah, Haley. Me too.
What a rough couple of days, huh? Why don't we take a look at one of those Bible verses that Mr. Morrison talked about? It's Ephesians 4:26, and it says this, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry." You know, when Mike didn't want to talk to Haley right away, he really let his anger continue to grow. And over what? It was a simple misunderstanding. Even if he had been right and the girls had been talking about him, it still wouldn't have been good to hold on to his frustration. You know, if you've got things that you're angry about, you can always talk to God about it. Or you can talk to your mom or dad. But if you still need someone to talk to, we have some friends that can help. Get your parents' permission first, and then you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. You'll be able to talk with someone who might be able to help you sort out your feelings better. Today's episode, Closer Than a Sister, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our production assistant was Elizabeth Bowman, and our recording engineer was Roy Wallace. John Campbell provided our music, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And as always, I'm Zach, saying have a great week and see you next time down Gilead Lane.